friends, we are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya, our previous shiur, where we asked a number of questions on the din of Morim of Kedushas Mikdash B'sman HaZeh, Morim Mikdash B'sman HaZeh, fearing the sanctity of the Mikdash, being in awe. And we saw that in the various sugyas and shas, Megillah, Makkos, Zevachim, Tumura, that we talk about Kitchalasid Lavo, the din that Beis HaMikdash is holy forever. There is no mention made there of the pasuk of the Hekesh of Shabbos to Mikdash, that Shabbos is eternal, so to the Mikdash is eternal. So that would seem then not to be the source, as the Turi Evan wants to assert, not to be the source of the din of Kitchalasid Lavo. So therefore, the Mahalach is as follows. This is, as I understand, the Torah of Hagon Rebel Povarsky Shlita, the Rosh Hashiva of Panovich. The Rambam, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, writes, "V'lamani Amr Mikdash Yerushalayim, Tzatra Kitchalas, the latter said Mikdash Yerushalayim is eternally holy, because Kedushas Yerushalayim is because of the Shechina, and the Shechina is never butl." And it says, "V'hashimosias Mikdasheichem." Now it's pashut that the Etzem Hadin, Sheshchina Eina Batelim Makom HaMikdash, that the Shechina isn't batel. The Rambam says the Shechina is not batel. Why is it holy forever? Because the Shechina is not batel. Because the Shechina, the Holy Divine Presence, has not been removed. So it's pashut that this din, and therefore the Rambam says that it's holy forever. And the pasuk says, "V'hashimosi." So it's pashut that the Etzem HaDin, that the Shechina is not batel olam, for the Makom HaMikdash is not subject to debate. And the Raibid would also hold that way, and we have various Midrash Chazal to that effect. Yaakov Malachim, Perek Aleph, famous Medrash, Amar of Acha Le'olam in Shechina Zoza Mikoysa Lema'arovi Shal Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina never left the Kotel. V'hinei Zomer Acha Kesleinu. Numerous sources we have that there's Kedusha there, the Shechina is there even to this day. The Yikra Shaila is, Benogel Kedushas HaMikdash HaMiyuchedes L'inyan HaKrevas HaKorbanos. The question only relates to the more narrow issue of sacrificing offerings, HaKrevas HaKorbanos, and sending away the Tumeim. One must send away the Tumeim from the Makom HaMikdash. So this was sanctified by David and Shlomo for Akrabas Karbona, Shiluch Tmeim, and the like. And the Ravid Paskins, Shalokit Shalosid Lavo, because the Ravid learns that just like Kishem Shiniskadesh Bishas Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Kach Batla Kedusha Zu Bechorbono. Just like it was sanctified at the time of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so this Kedusha was nullified when it was destroyed. It was miskadesh b'shaas habinyan, and then when it was destroyed, the kedusha was betela, and there's no more karbanos, there's no more shiluach tumeim. Lo kitchalasid lavo, even though there's still a shechina, so that's not debatable. There is a shechina. Even the Ravid holds that way. The Rambam paskins that since kedushas hamikdash is mipnei hashechina, as long as the shechina is not betela, so kedushas hamikdash is not batel l'chol davar. For all matters, there's still kedushas hamikdash, and the pasuk of Vahashimosi as mikdash eichem is a jerusha gemura. It's a complete jerusha, and it's referring even to shuls. Shabachol makom shayishchina sharisham. Every place where you have a shechina, including shuls, including batei knesios, they are kemakom torah v'tfila shehem batei mikdash meat yesh behem kedusha liolam. So these places have kedusha forever, and there's a shechina there. And l'das harambam, this kedusha is effective l'inyan kedusha samikdash as well. The kitchalasid level chol dar. So when it comes to a shul, even after the destruction of the shul, the place of the shul remains holy. And when it comes to the mekom hamikdash, it remains holy for all mikdash purposes. And that's his argument with the Ravid. And the Ravid holds no. There's a shechina. There's kedusha. It's a makom shechina, but it's not shaykh to the etzem kedushas hamikdash, which is a special din of kedusha of the mikdash for avos karbonos v'chayoy tzibaseh. V'davar zeh talui b'binyanoi dafka v'lo kitchalasid lavo. So it's only if it's built, it's only if the base of mikdash is standing, and it isn't lo asid lovo, and therefore ein al maladaber. It doesn't carry over to after the churban holds the ravid. But as far as morim mikdash, we learn in Yevamos, lo mina mikdash atayare. Who are you afraid of? Are we afraid of the mikdash? Per se, no. What are we afraid of? We're afraid of Misha Hizhir al HaMikdash. We're afraid of the one who warned us about the Mikdash. We're afraid of the Rabbanu Shalom. We have awe from the Rabbanu Shalom. That's where our Mora comes from. That's Moradik. Vare Pashit hu she'etzem din Mora Mikdash. The din Mora Mikdash is not shaykh to the din of Kedushas and Mikdash for Karbanos. It's enough that it's a Makom Shechina. And that, so it's a place of Mora Shechina. And therefore, friend, for the kasha that we asked in the previous shiur, why doesn't the Ravid argue with the Rambam? And the Rambam, Zayin Zayin, where the Rambam says that there's more mikdash bismanazet, the Ravid says there's no karvis for going into the makom mikdash. Earlier argues with the Rambam, because he holds it's not kitchel asid lavo. Should also argue here, why is the Ravid silent here? The answer is the Ravid is silent because the Ravid agrees with the Rambam. The Ravid agrees with the Rambam. You know Mashiach is coming, right? Because we always talk about how he argues with him. The Ravid agrees with the Rambam. The Ravid holds that Taka, there is no more Mikdash Bismanazeh. Because that's because of the general Kedushas Hashchina. Kedushas Hashchina, the Ravid holds, is still there. And this din of Hekesh, more Mikdash, Lashmir is Shabbos, Af Bisman Sheis Mesim Mikdash Kaim is Lekulei Alma. And therefore, there's going to be more Mikdash, even Bismanazeh. And the Ravid agrees with that. That's because of the Shechina. Shechina lo batla li'olam. Ela shelich ora yesh la'in lehefech. We have to be ma'ayin the opposite way. According to the Rambam, that kitcha lasid lavo, that it's eternally holy. And where does he get that from? The Rambam quotes the pasuk of Hashimosi, Shechina elin b'teila. So why does the Rambam need the pasuk, the hekesh of Mora Mikdash to Shmir Shabbos, that it's la'olam? Apis man shebeis mikdash kayim. It's kishal asid lavo. Why does the Rambam need two sources? Once the Rambam has a source of Hashimosi, the Rambam should suffice with one source. Why does the Rambam also need the hekesh of Mora Mikdash to Shmir Shabbos, that it's la'olam? So based on what we said, it's very good. Because the din of Mora Mikdash is not talin the din of Kedushas Mikdash leKorbanos v'Chayotze b'zeh. Rather, it's primarily because of the fear, the awe of the Shechina. The place where there's a Shechina, God shows this place, and this is the Makom HaMikdash. So even the man the Amar Kitchel Asilavo, nevertheless, it's Pashut, and we see in numerous Midrashi Chazal that after the Korban, there's a Silik Shechina and Shechinta Begaluta. The Shechina left, and the Shechina went to Galus. And that's so ser what Chazal say, the Shechina lo zaza. And the Aruch Lener writes that Hashras Hashchina Shaisa B'Mikdash Batla B'Chor B'Vayis Rishon V'Lo Shuv Lo Chazra or B'Vayis Sheni, there was no Hashras Hashchina in the Mikdash of the Pasuk V'Atzuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sechem. And he writes according to that, that we have a ribu, we have Din Mora Mikdash B'Zman Hazeh, is that even after there's no more Hashras Hashchina, nevertheless the Kedushas HaMakom is still there because Kitcha Lasid Lavo, and because of that there is a din of Mora Ayin Sham, but that's not so pashut, because this thesis of the Aruch Lener that Taka the Shechina left and there's still Kedushas HaMakom because it was Miskadish, it was sanctified forever, and that's what brings us to the din of Mora Ayin Sham and the Aruch Lener. It's hard to digest that because we learn Lahedya Loman HaMikdash Tamaser Al Misha Hizir Al HaMikdash. You're not fearing the Mikdash, you're fearing the one who warned you about the Mikdash. If so, it wouldn't appear that we can say that there's a Din Mora Mikdash because of Kedushas HaMakom Bilvad, just because it was sanctified, but not because God is there, because the Shechina is there. It says, Yer Yare, Misha Hisir Ala Mikdash. That sounds like Kedushas HaShechina. V'chein, the Rambam also writes that the Ikar Atam, the Kitcha Lasid Lavo, is because Shechina Lo Batla. So the Rambam is talking about Hashuras HaShechina Sheva Mikdash. And then according to the Aruch Lener, we have a kasha l'das ha-raibid who holds that Kedushas HaMikdash batla b'zman hazeh. So why isn't he masig on the Rambam who says Mora Mikdash is la'olam? If the Aruch Lener holds that everybody holds that the Shechina left, so then the Raibid should have certainly argued. Not only that, but according to the Aruch HaNer, even b'bayis sheni, even b'zman bayis sheni, we need a ribu, we need a chiddush in the pasuk for the din of Mar Mikdash, because he writes that the Shechina didn't come back in bayis sheni. Because he said it left after Churban bayis rishon. V'lashon abraisahu ein li ela b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam. What does beis hamikdash kayam mean? In Pashas, talking about the two beis hamikdashes. So why does the Gemara only need a ribui when there's no beis hamikdash? The Gemara should also require a ribui, a chiddush, to tell us that there's more mikdash even during bayis sheni, because he holds the Aruch HaNer holds bayis sheni lo yisa asheres hashchina. So we have a whole slew of questions on the Aruch HaNer, and we have to say that it says ves mikdashai ves mikdashiti ro, and beis hamikdash is also included in that. And that means that even in bayis sheni there's a din of mara mikdash, and even though the Shechina didn't come back, the din mara if the Shechina didn't come back and the din mara is because of the Shechina, so how are you going to understand the din mara mikdash in bayis sheni? Therefore it would appear that we have to say that there are madrigas in Hashras HaShechina, and after Churban Bayis Rishon bevadai that the Shechina left from what it was earlier on in the Binyan, Beis HaMikdash. Aval adayin, Shechina shara b'makom HaMikdash. It didn't leave completely like we have in the Torah. Ani Hashem HaShochein itam b'toch tumasa. I'm God who dwells with you when you're Tumah. What do you mean? When there's Tumah, God leaves. The answer is, as I think the Talmud Rebbe once gave a shir on this Shlita, that they're madrigas of Kedusha. They're madrigas of Hashras HaShechina. So you're right, after Bayis Rishon, the Shechina left, but not completely. And after the Churban, there was a Silik HaShechina, but there was still Shechina Makom HaMikdash, but it wasn't like when it was built. And a Bayis Sheni. So you're right, it wasn't like Bayis Rishon, but there was an additional Hashras HaShechina from when we were in Galus Bavel. And therefore, when it says this Mikdashiti Ro, that includes both Batei Mikdashas, even though the Din Mara Mikdash is Mipnei Hashchina. But there was Shchina in both Batei Mikdash, but we don't know yet the Din of Mara B'Zman HaGalus, because B'Zman HaGalus there was more of a Silik HaShchina. And that's why we have a ribui in the pasuk, Ma Shabbos Leolam, Af Mor Mikdash Leolam. That just like Shabbos is forever, so tomorrow Mikdash is forever. That means even Bizman HaGalus. And the Ravid would agree with the Rambam that there's Mor Mikdash is Taka Leolam. The Ravid doesn't argue with the Rambam about Mor Mikdash Bizman Hazeh, because he also holds that there's some level of Shechina there today. And the Rambam is correct that it's Kitchel Asid Lavo because Shechina Lo Batla. In other words, for and for the Alakashis that we asked in Aruch HaNer. There is a Shechina, Shechina lo batla, because there is some level of Shechina even Mizman Hazeh. They're just differing madrigas. Bayis Rishon is the highest level, Bayis Sheni is secondary, and then during the Galus is thirdary. It's a lower tier, a lower level. So now we can say as follows, that even Laman Diyamar Kitcha Lasid Lavo, that Makom HaMikdash was sanctified forever. And that's enough with respect to the fact that Kedusha Mikdash Lo Batla, and we're makrav afal pi shein bayis, you're allowed to bring karbanas even in the absence of a beis hamikdash. Nevertheless, I might have thought that linin mora mikdash shumidin mora shchina v'lo machmas kedushas hamikdash ledin karbanas v'chayotze bezeh, as far as the din of mora mikdash, that's midin mora shchina and not because of kedushas hamikdash. As far as the din of karbanos is concerned and the like, ein li ela bizman shebeit hamikdash kayam. I only know when we have a Beit HaMikdash. What about when we don't have a Beit HaMikdash? I only know, Ein li ela, Bisman shebeis hamikdash kayom. I only know when we have a mikdash that they're allowed to bring karbanas. What about when there's no mikdash? When istalka shchina, when beis hamikdash is in kayom, when there's a silika shchina. So there we learn from the hekesh. So again, I hope I was being clear. The linyan mora mikdash was just midin mora shchina. That's the issue now. And not because of kedushas hamikdash and din karbanos. So I only know that as far as mora mikdash, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, when the beis hamikdash is around. Then when the beis hamikdash is around, I know that there's mora mikdash. How about bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam and the shchina was mistalek, the shchina left. And that's what we learned from the hekesh, from Shabbos. Then Mora Mikdash is La'olam. Why? Because it's the Makom HaShechina. Zvachim 112b, Bol Yerushalayim Nes Rabbanus V'lo Yalam Heter. When they came to Yerushalayim, no longer allowed to bring a korban on your own personal private bama. In the Gemara 119a, Tan Rabbanu Ki Lo Avelas Ma'adad Atel Menucha V'la Nachala. Zos Menucha Asiyad Ayad Poeshev Ki Yivisiya. So I haven't come now until the menucha and the nachala. This is my menucha. Until now I will sit because this is what I desire. This is bipshuto. However, Rashi there, Dibur Maschil Zu, Vizu Shel Shilo writes, the Kasavar Kedush Rishona Kitcha, Kedush Rishona, Lo Kitcha Lasid Lavo. That Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedusha Rishona wasn't forever. Kedusha Yerushalayim Gufa Sfir Leidei Shacharei Heter. And in Kedushas Yerushalayim, afterwards there is a Heter. Like we say in Megillah, Amar Yitzchak, Shemati Shemakriv Mebeis Chonyo. And there the Gemara says, Zuvazu Shel Shilo. Zuvazushilo, that what? That both the word menucha and the word nachala that were said in the pasuk are referring to Shilo. And Rashi says that nevertheless, they were makriv bamos after the korban of Shilo. Since Rabbi Yishmael holds, as all shitas Rabbi Yishmael, that Kiddush Rishona lo kitchel asid lavo, and therefore after Shilo, they're allowed to be makriv bamos again. In other words, Kiddushas Shilo was but lalacha korbana. And Rashi continues, and he writes, like we quoted in the Kedusha Shalayim Gufa, he holds that there's a heter afterwards. Like we say in Megillah Daf Yud, and it's Rabbi Yishmael, that you're makriv, bebama, afal pishein bayis, makriv beis chonyo. And the sugya there retracts, and Tosis there writes, l'chein nero l'rab rabbeinu chayim, d'kuli amma modi b'shbar Yishlaim, nes rabamos. No, that the conclusion is that when they came to Yerushalayim, Bamos became Aser, and so appears the Das HaRaivi, because the Rambam passes the first paragraph of the space of Bechira Lacha Gimel. Then when they came to Yerushalayim, Bamos were forbidden forever, and the Raivid doesn't argue on that, even though the Raivid holds that it's not a Kitchel Asid Lavo, or but like a Kedush Samikdash. So we have to say the reason is nevertheless, it's a Makom Shechina, Velo Paskel Agamre, and it wasn't completely Posek. So in other words, like we're saying, are you so, that even though the Shechina left after the Chorbam, not completely, and that's enough to Aser being makriv bamos elsewhere, there's enough kedusha that this place is still the chosen place, and there's nowhere else one's permitted to be makriv bebama, to bring a carbon on one's own personal mizbeach. And we have to say, according to that Rabbi Yehuda holds, like we saw in the first year, bizman hazeh mutar lifnos b'Yehuda, to defecate in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash, in the direction that it's mutter, bizman hazeh, is because the Ikar Adin of Nifne b'Yehuda lo Yifne Mizrach u'Marav is not min HaTorah, even bizman habayis, that's only a din derabanan. And there Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no gzera bizman hazeh, but the Ikar Din Mora Mikdash is min HaTorah, L'kulei alma le'olam. So bamos, you could talk about. Even though ultimately bamos are also asur le'olam. But bamos, we have the Rabbi Yishmael here who holds that, according to Rashi, at this stage in the Gemara, that after Chorban Yerushalayim, we're allowed to be makriv bebama after Chorban Shiloh also. But as far as the kedusha of the mikdash, mora mikdash, that's leolam, because the shechina is leolam. So we have here two dinim. We have the din of kitchel asid lavo, which is shitas harambam, that it was kitchel asid lavo. Shimosi es mikdashechem, and that remains. And then there's the second din of mora mikdash. And that everybody agrees to, even the Rabbit agrees, is mora mikdash, because there's still shechina. And that shechina that remains is enough to require mora mikdash bizman hazeh. Just as far as nifna bi Yehuda, not to be nifna mizrach l'marav, like the Gemara says in Baruch HaSamach Aleph, that doesn't apply bizman hazeh, because even bizman habayis, it's only the Rabbanan, because you're not actually in the makom hamikdash. The Briska Rav explains the pasuk in the Torah, Parshas Vayetze, Vayiketz Yaakov Mishnaso, etc. V'yir v'yomra manora makom hazeh, ein zekim beis elokim v'zeh shar shamayim. So Yaakov gets up from his sleep, and he has great fear, and he says, how awesome is this place? And the Briska Rav said, it's midin mora mikdash. So mavur lefizeh lehedya, that even though adayin lo niskadish hamikdash b'kedushas David v'shlomo b'binyano, that even though the mikdash had not yet been sanctified with the sanctity of David and Solomon in its building, right, Yaakov Avinu was a few weeks before David and Shlomo. So nevertheless, there was still a din of Mora Mikdash. So it's Pasha that the dinim that were in the Makom HaMikdash before the Binyan didn't go away after the Binyan. And that's the din Mora Mikdash Lolam. Yaakov had Mora Mikdash before the building of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Shechina was there. And that's the they say in the name of the Gra. The Nusach HaBracha, V'liushalayim V'sishkom B'soicha Kasher Dibarta, U'v'nei Osa B'karav B'yameinu. That the tefillah there should be Hashras Hashchina even before the binyan. V'sishkon B'soicha Kasher Dibarta. What's Kasher Dibarta? V'hashimosi is Mikdashechem. It has Kedush even when it's destroyed. Hashras Hashchina. And the tefillah is that the Shechina should return. Behenein advarim, that the etzem ha-makom l'kuliyam is makom ha-shechina. And din mora mikdash is li'olam. V'sishkan b'sarecha kasher dibarta. And then uvnei osa. We also want you to build it. We want more ashras ha-shechina, as much as we can get. And we also want you to build it. So here we have Yisodos Gedolim, Baruch Hashem, about the inyan of Kedushas Mikdash. It's always a pleasure to learn these inyanim, because that's really that we so anxiously await the rebuilding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yomar Letzoraseinu Dai, and we should have Simcha Solam Al Roshenu Mi'etz Hashem. Shalom, shalom, Svi Yisimos, beloved friend.